Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tennessee lawmakers affirm life. The Tennessee Senate Judiciary Committee recently heard testimony, including from our own senior litigation counsel, Richard Mast, regarding an amendment to a bill that would affirm that life begins at conception and prohibit most abortions. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, our own Liberty Counsel senior litigation attorney was requested by one of the lawmakers to appear and to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Richard Mast did appear and he presented testimony regarding the baseless Roe versus Wade opinion that came out in 1973. There's no basis in the law or the Constitution for abortion as a right, especially through all 9 months. And as a result of that testimony, they ultimately moved this bill forward. The continued votes would be ultimately cast in January 2020. So this is a good move. The measure continued to move forward. And we're going to talk about some of the reasons for this particular bill. But it's a good step forward by the state of Tennessee, Holly. And so this bill actually not only affirms that life begins at conception, but it bans most abortions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it started out as your heartbeat bill, which is very good, you know, saying that abortion is banned at the first, you know, heartbeat of the child. And that bill passed in the House, but then it stalled in the Senate. So they went back and added this amendment, which is what Richard testified, to actually redefine the meaning of life, viability. So it's either...
So that's detectable.
Yeah,
so obviously around 6 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm. Or even earlier with this hormone.
Earlier, you could have either the HCG hormone detected. Mm-hmm. That's when the woman's body actually, because of the pregnancy, actually changes.
And typically that's in a 48...
And the little baby sort of takes over in
exactly.
a sense. And certain things happen in that woman's biological sense.
And typically that's in a 48-hour period. So you're talking
the
6 weeks.
The HCG is in a 48-hour period.
Right, so that's much, much earlier than the 6 weeks of a heartbeat.
It's affirming that life begins
at
conception, which is not up for debate. That human life begins at conception. That is a scientific, objective fact that is irrefutable.
You know, and we as Christians, of course, know that. It's all over the Bible when God knows us before we're even conceived, but we have also science confirming that time and time again, you know, so legislators
this HCG hormone, this is a different approach because, mm-hmm. you know, the heartbeat bills, there's a number of states that have been considering those. There's some that have passed them, some of that's under litigation. But to my knowledge, this may be the first bill that also included the HCG hormone. And at least 66%, there's an increase of this HCG hormone of at least 66% in a 48-hour period. So this hormone can be measured, and within 48 hours of conception,
right,
there's an increase level of at least 66%. So that is the earliest possible time.
Mm-hmm.
The over-the-counter pregnancy tests that women can take. My wife took them when we were having kids early on, and you know, many women have taken those. So that's I'm assuming that is what is indicated in those pregnancy tests.
That's right.
It detects
it
almost
immediately. The increase of the hormone.
Yeah.
So oftentimes within the time that the heartbeat would be detected, you wouldn't know because you may not have missed your first period yet. Mm-hmm. That hormone and other things ultimately result in the changing of some of the body functions, such as no more period during that time. And this bill was opposed, interestingly, by some pro-life organizations. Yes, the National Right to Life organization. Jim Bopp ultimately testified the opposite way. And these organizations, the National Right to Life, they always come out with these oppositions to these bills. And here's what they're saying. Here's what they said before Kennedy retired. They said, well, Kennedy's on the bench. We need to have something there that would satisfy Kennedy. So you just need to nibble a little bit around the edges of abortion because you could make matters worse by taking a case to the Supreme Court with Kennedy. And my point has always been, make matters worse. What do you mean?
It's already worse.
It's already terrible.
Yeah.
We're slaughtering millions of babies, tens of millions of babies since 1973.
3,000 a day, at least.
Ugh. Yeah, around 3,000 a day, about the size
Every
of
minute.
What happened in the tragedy of 9/11.
Yeah.
And how's it going to get worse? Because already you can have an abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy.
But
New York is the first state to actually pass a bill that says you can have an abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. But Roe versus Wade and its companion case Doe versus Bolton on January 22, 1973, ultimately opened the door to have an abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. How,
you
tell me,
can it get worse?
Can it
yeah.
get any worse?
Well, no, it's like saying, you know, the house is on fire and telling the people inside, well, go find a corner of the house that where the fire hasn't hit yet and just huddle up
get
there
a
in
sprinkler,
the corner.
Yeah,
yeah, and get a
yeah,
glass
get
of water and see
yeah.
if you can pour it out the
and
fire.
And see if you can pour it out yet. No, you don't take that kind of approach. You say, get out of the house. It's on fire. And
right.
then you have the fire department come put the house out. That's what this bill is.
Yeah.
It's the fire department.
And
yeah,
this
and
is so important because it's educating lawmakers. Life begins at conception. It's a no-brainer. There's no argument about it. And here, even biologically, with this hormone, you can see that.
There's no question life begins at conception. That's not up for debate anymore, and it never really was, even in 1973. If you go back to the Life magazine, back then there was only a small number of magazines. Life was one of the big gorillas on the block, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it was a big magazine. It's bigger than the standard size magazines that we have today. But in 1965, I think it was the April 1965 edition, I have two original copies.
We have pictures on our website, too.
We have pictures on the website. And on that front cover was a baby in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole magazine, the center section of it, was devoted to life beginning from the moment of conception. And they have these amazing photos in the womb. Some of those were done by in vitro flash photography.
Yeah, before all the high-tech stuff.
No ultrasound back then. They knew. This was 1965. Life magazine actually republished and updated some of those photos some years later and did another second edition. I wasn't aware of that second edition until recently. Mm-hmm. Someone showed me the second edition. Some of the same photos, same idea. It was after 1973. The first one was 1965. The people on the Supreme Court knew. In fact, they actually said, we don't have to decide when life begins. It could ultimately change the decision, but we don't need to decide the question now. No, you do need to decide it, and we know that life begins at conception. So we support these bills, and you know the National Right to Life opposes any bills. They want to be incremental, and I understand they want to be incremental, but listen, they say, well, this is not the bill that the Supreme Court's going to take to overturn Roe versus Wade. How do they know?
Right.
How do they know that in 1992 with the Planned Parenthood versus Casey, that was a decision. It wasn't a direct challenge to Roe. It was parental notification and consent. It was informed consent. It was clinic regulations. And the original vote was 5-4 to overturn Roe versus Wade.
But if you stand for life, stand all the way.
Yeah, you err on the side of life.
Right.
Well, we can't really decide whether life begins at conception or not. Well, then you don't just say, since we don't know, you can go ahead and err on the side of death. No, you say we're going to err on the side of life.
Well, you know, and would this bill be challenged in court? You bet it will be. But the point is not to avoid a constitutional challenge, but to actually bring it on and take it to the United States Supreme Court and have them address this issue. It's time for the court to overturn this horrible decision of Roe versus Wade, this abortion precedent that has no basis in the Constitution whatsoever. It is judicial activism at its worst, and it's resulted in the shedding of innocent blood. And we need to stop that. And
60 million innocents.
We're proud to be able to go testify in Tennessee in support of a bill that says abortion is not permissible after the baby's heartbeat is detected, which would stop almost all abortions, and after the HCG hormone is detectable, which is within a 48-hour period after conception, and a bill that says and affirms what we know to be true, that life begins at conception. Well, the final vote on this from the legislative standpoint, it's now passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, will be January 2020, so we'll be involved. I encourage you to get involved and stand for life. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we continue to advocate the sanctity of human life and speak for those innocent children and families that can't speak for themselves. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can visit our resources page. And also, You can make an online contribution to the Ministry of Liberty Council to help us stand for life. You can sign up for one of several options of our emails right there on the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.